Okay, and we'll talk later about, you know, how we're manipulating proteasome inhibitors, specifically bortezomib, to minimize the neuropathy, and a new agent that looks like it has a lot less, if any, neuropathy, carfilzomib. But first, just to sort of get out on the table more, again, the basics of where we are, we want to shift over to the older patient where transplant is not going to be at consideration, and Beth actually has an 89-year-old man who I guess has been on treatment now for several years. And can you just, rather than go through each little piece of the case, maybe just provide a macro view. First of all, what's his current status and what's his lifestyle like at 89?
He actually golfs 3 times a week and he has a younger wife who's 84. And they're quite active in their country club. This gentleman actually didn't require treatment at the beginning. Most of you are aware that you can have an abnormal overproduction of this paraprotein but not need treatment. And the risk is higher with the higher level. At any rate, he's doing very well. Unfortunately, he's gone from treatment to treatment, but that doesn't stop his overall performance status is really good.
So he has received various treatments that we've already been talking about, but just sort of globally, if you look at these last 4 years, how's the treatment and the disease itself actually affected him and his life?
So he actually did develop some neuropathy. I wanted to mention that there's been a lot of research recently. Dr. Alcina had mentioned that when patients are losing their life, 10 years is great, but if you're 85 and you hear that you have 10 years, that's a little bit better maybe than if you're 35 and you have 10 years. In this gentleman, he became real informed going on the internet, going to the International Myeloma Foundation support groups. And when he started to have neuropathy symptoms, we decreased the dose. And now he's on just twice monthly bortezomib, it's every other week, with 20 milligrams of dex. So we're treating his disease, keeping him in remission, but assessing his frailty and taking that into consideration, which is reasonable.